Leading Medical Workers, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. November 12, 1903. Be on guard to our leading medical workers. Instruction has now been given me that I must place in the hands of our ministers and physicians the light given me in past years, for Dr. Kellogg and his associates, lest the mistakes of former years be repeated. Our medical missionary workers know but little of the instruction that for the last 20 years, the Lord in mercy has been sending to the pioneers in this work. Testimony after testimony has been given in regard to the danger of centering so much in Battle Creek, and the necessity of opening new fields and making plants in many places. Again and again, the Lord has declared that it was His will that the company of workers collected in Battle Creek should be broken up into several companies. If our physicians will stand solidly with their ministering brethren, they will receive help. But they have started on a track which, if followed, will lead to an effort to tear down the foundation pillars of our faith. Spiritualistic sentiments have been presented in so plausible a manner that many of our medical missionary workers have been fascinated by them. I pray that they will not continue to foster these ideas. Their work is now to put away from them these pleasing fables. How could our brethren say that in Living Temple there was nothing contrary to the truths of God's Word? The Lord's watchmen should have been quick to see that evil was stealing into our ranks. They should have been wide awake to discern the approach of the enemy and to give the alarm. The rebuke of God will rest upon those who willingly close their eyes that they may not discern the dangerous character of the fables that are stealthily finding place among us. The rebuke of God is upon the ministers and medical missionary workers who have been asleep on the walls of Zion, when, as vigilant watchmen, they should have warned the people of the Lord against the dangers threatening them. The time will come, Christ tells us, when many deceivers will go forth, declaring themselves to be Christ. The Saviour says, "Go ye not after them." Luke 21, verse 8. We need not be deceived. Wonderful scenes, with which Satan will be closely connected, will soon take place. God's Word declares that Satan will work miracles. He will make people sick, and then will suddenly remove from them his satanic power. They will then be regarded as healed. These works of apparent healing will bring Seventh-day Adventists to the test. Many who have had great light will fail to walk in the light because they have not become one with Christ. Let us study the Word of God. Let us make it a part of our lives, bringing its teachings into the daily experience. Thus only can we gain the knowledge that will enable us, in these days of peril, to distinguish the true from the false. Study the 5th and 6th chapters of John. They contain instruction that is indeed the mystery of godliness. Search the Scriptures, Christ said, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5, verse 39. There are some who, though they have received great light, do not feel the need of following Jesus in humility and contrition. God has honored them, but they have not reflected His glory. Jesus says to them, "Ye will not come unto me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" Verses 40 to 44.